Under de veckor som följde sökte en grupp efter Kristina. Gruppen omfattade bland annat Flodström, Lord Joe Chings hjärna och Laws adjutant. Och den försökte pejla eventuella radiosignaler från henne.
Say we're on a planet similar to Earth. I suggest we do some exploring down below the snow line. Herb, while we're packing some gear, suppose you try the radio again.
Hmm? Right you are, Skipper.
Kenny, I've swept every radio band. There's nothing. It's as if radio waves had never been created.
Yeah, that is strange.
I slutet av mars började Law uppsnappa fragment av Kristinas orgelkod och man lokaliserade gradvis sändaren till Mongoliet.
There's the Valley of the Winds. Make it with our packs. Take them off.
I skymningen närmar vi oss i den halvt upptinade snömodden. Ett urblåst träruckel. Det är ett gammalt missionärsboställe i utkanten av Ulan Bator i yttre Mongoliet. Vi går in. Längst in i skumrasket skymtar vi en gestalt vid orgen. Ljusa armar som ur ett bylte. Nakna ben som liksom dansar i ultrarapid över pedalerna.
What was it exactly that caused you to decide to change from male to female?
I felt as a female in a male body, captured in a male body, and I had considerable interviews with psychiatrists concerning pertaining to this.
Hennes ansikte. Brunt, oigenkännligt, skrynklat. Så blev alltså Lis ansikt av explosionen. Hon har slutat spela. Men det är som om hon inte såg oss. Det är någon bakom henne som knuffar henne. Nej, ur ett svart bylte sticker Kristinas ansikte fram. De rör sig båda samtidigt, otympligt. Nu snubblar de på bordet. Kristina brister i gråt.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I love it. You love me, oh, I love me. You lost that love with me, and now it's gone, gone, gone.
You should have remained at the Berghof.
The radio announced your decision to remain here until the end. My place is with you.
Do you realize what that end will be?
I've come to share it with you.
Kristinas ansikte säger: jag är Li. Jag fick Kristinas ansikte för att gottgöra för vad hon utsattes för. Och för att jag älskade henne. Jag lärde känna henne på Radcliffe College.
He loves you so much. You'll be very happy. Smile. Smile. But not too much. Right.
Li. För jag är egentligen en man. Det var det fru Myrdal fick se.
Who knows what such a boy had it in him to be? But he was and will remain forever in our memory a soldier, a hero, and our friend.
Och Kristina älskade dig så mycket att hon gick med på att låta dig använda de upplysningar hon satt inne med för att massakrera 20 barngenier.
Så att du, Flodis, hämnades med att ympa ihop oss så här, för alltid.
And free of any hereditary disease? I do. Do you, Eva Braun, swear that you are Aryan descent and free of any hereditary disease?
I do.
But then, in the presence of these witnesses, and under the laws of the Third Reich, as of this day, April 29, 1945, you are man and wife.
Vad spelar någonting för någon roll längre? Förresten så kommer jag åt Titti mycket bättre så här, nu när jag inte har några armar.
It won't make any difference. They are to be cremated. I won't have them making a spectacle of our bodies.
No. No, of course not. But it doesn't matter. I shall be proud to die as your wife. As Frau Hitler.
Frau Hitler! I rewarded your loyalty by making her my wife. And then only because we are to die. But marriage did not give you the privilege of calling yourself Frau Hitler. Only one woman ever had the right to that name.
No. No, it belongs to me. I'm paying for it with my life.
I'm permitted to die at my side should be sufficient reward. You did not understand.
Li. Ja, jag tyckte väl att det var så konstigt, förstår jag. Jag fattar inte riktigt det där. Ja, hon tappade tankekontakten under den sista operationen. Hon gör vissa saker. Hon spelar orgel. Hon ser och hör. Men hon vet inte vad hon gör och ser. Hon kanske tänker saker eller vill säga något. Men hon kan inte visa det.
Shigeru-san!
Amnesia can be difficult. I'll start treatment at once. Take him to his room. Careful. Careful. Gently now. Gently. Try again. What is your name? Take a deep breath. Raise your bandaged arm. Name the girl you love.
Det hade blivit alldeles mörkt och jag frågade Li om hon ångrade att...
No, I tell you, I go, the surgery was very painful. night go through it a thousand times more if I had to, a triple one. My doctor's nurse, secretary, asked me, she says, after this was over, if you had it to do again, would you go through it? And I said at the time, no, because I was in too much pain. But I stopped to think later and I said I definitely would go through it over and over and over again.
När vi lämnade huset hade Lee, Kristina, satt sig vid orgen igen.
I wondered whether I, a 20th century man, could ever hope to die as well. It was as if something human were dying, as the flames consumed them in a fiery holocaust, their last agony wails echoing in a mournful cry. We stood there staring with a strange fascination.